In the readings today, we have a clear direction for what it is that we are to do. In the first reading, St. Paul reminds us what the prophet says, and that is that my just one will live by faith. So that's the first thing that we have to keep in mind. We must live according to the faith. Now that sounds like a pretty easy thing. St. John of the Cross, however, tells us that the most perfect way, the most secure way, is walking in the darkness of faith. Not in the light of faith, in the darkness of faith. It's easy to walk by faith when it's pretty obvious, but when everything is taken away, when it feels like God is a million miles away, when it feels like he's not hearing our prayers and not paying attention, then it's darkness. And all the questions and all the doubts are going to arise. And that's where we have to say, I believe, and I am going to live in that belief, not just walk by that belief, I am going to live in that faith. That we do not doubt, even though all kinds of temptations will be around us, we have to say, I believe, and I am going to live what it is that I believe. And if we're going to live what we believe, that becomes the next point. Our Lord in the Gospel tells us what's going to happen. They'll hand people over, they're going to be put to death, they're going to betray one another, they're going to do all kinds of things. They'll hate one another, and false prophets will arise and lead many astray. But he says, because of the iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. So if you're going to live by faith, that's going to require that you live according to charity. And that's the point we can always look at. We can convince ourselves of all kinds of things. Oh, I'm being so faithful. But then just look at it and say, where's my charity? How's that doing? And by that, I don't mean, are you giving money to the poor? That's part of it. But I mean, how do we deal with other people? Are we being kind? Are we being humble? Are we seeking their good? Are we trying to help them? Do we want what's best for them? As opposed to, are we being selfish? Are we looking down upon others? Are we judging others? Are we being nasty to others? It's not just, in that case, the poor. It's anyone. Because we could look at somebody who has lots of money and we can sneer at them. We make lots of judgments about lots of people. And of course, as the saints like to remind us, we are very good at accusing others and excusing ourselves. So if we're going to do that, we're going to judge everyone else, but then we're going to try to convince ourselves that we're okay. But if we're doing all those things to everybody else, we're not okay. That's the key. We have to look not at ourselves, but at the Lord. Because if I become the measure of judgment, well, then I'm perfect. Everybody else gets measured by the way that I see myself. That means they're all going to get measured pretty negatively because, after all, no one's better than me. We'll all say, no, I know better than that. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've got all my... But the reality is, if we're just going to sit and look at ourselves, we are going to convince ourselves of our own righteousness. We are going to convince ourselves in all of our pride how wonderful we are, and therefore everybody else is less than. Jesus is the measure, and only he is the measure. And when we look at ourselves by comparison to him, I don't think any of us would be quite so arrogant as to suggest that we're better than he is. So he's the one we have to look at when we consider our own selves. And then we have to look at his humility. If he humbled himself to become one of us, and he humbled himself to be obedient even to death on a cross, who are we to look at somebody else and judge them? Who are we to think that we're better than someone else when he made himself lower than all of us? He who is God, he is infinitely beyond us, made himself lower than we, which is exactly what St. Paul tells us that we have to do. Think of others, think humbly, he said, and think of others as greater than yourself. The self-righteous person doesn't do that. We instead look down on everyone else. If we make ourselves the standard of judgment, well, then everybody else is less than. It's exactly the opposite of what we are told that we're supposed to be doing. So if we put ourselves less than everyone else, then we can judge them in a positive way. We can see the good. We can love the good in them. Again, when the saints are asked how they can do what they do, they say, I see Jesus in these people. Now, you and me, we might not be able to do that. We might look at the saints and go, you see who? How? Because they're looking at it with the eyes of faith. We're looking at it with the eyes of nature. And because on the natural level we can't see what is supernatural, we wind up judging in the wrong way. The saints look at things through the eyes of faith because they're living that faith and they're putting it into practice through charity. And because of that, they see people as God sees them and they treat them that way. Now, any of us who have had that experience of being treated that way are so grateful for what these people have done. If that's the case, shouldn't it then become part of us to do what has been done for us? That we should treat others in that way? How do we want our Lord to treat us? After all, he is the standard of justice. He is the just judge. If we want him to be merciful to us, if we want him to treat us with charity, then we had better do that for others, because that's exactly what he told us is going to happen. The judgment, the measure with which we measure, is going to be measured back to us. And so he told us, if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. The way we treat others is the way we're going to be treated. So that's what we have to be looking at, especially as we move forward. Again, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing I am, but as I've mentioned, the dichotomy between good and bad, black and white, whatever you want to say, is getting more and more clear. It's coming into much sharper focus. And can we actually, while acknowledging that some of these people that are just doing awful things, yes, acknowledge that's what it is. You can judge the actions, you can judge the statements, but can we maintain charity toward those people? Can we pray for those people? Can we be kind to somebody who isn't kind? Can we be charitable to somebody who's not charitable? That's going to be the test that we're going to be given. So it starts out being charitable to one another, but it also goes to the charity toward our enemies. That's what Jesus did. He prayed for his enemies and for his persecutors. That's what we see the saints doing. And if we're going to be saints, that's what we need to be formed to be able to do as well. So as we continue moving forward, it's all right there. The just one will live by faith. So put that faith into practice. What you know and what you believe, now put it into practice. And at the center of what you believe is the single greatest commandment of them all, which is love God and love neighbor. So if you're going to put faith into practice, it's going to be done in charity. That's what our Lord is looking for from us. So again, theoretically, it sounds pretty easy. We know, practically speaking, it is not. It is not easy to do either of those things. Our faith, as we read, could cost us our lives. But if it does, praise God. Then we've gained true life. Then we've gained eternal life. Our charity could be rejected. It could be mocked. It could be misunderstood. Are we going to continue to practice the charity even when it's not accepted, even when it's put back in our face? Because if we're going to live according to that faith, then we're going to keep practicing the charity. Think how many times in our own lives we have rejected the love of God. Thank goodness he didn't pull it back then and say, all right, you loser, if you don't want it, I'm not giving it back to you. I'm not offering it anymore. Thankfully, he continued to offer it, and finally we said yes. Well, if we're supposed to be following him, and he's the example, then that's what we have to be about. So, while we still have time, examine yourself on those things. Am I living according to the faith that I profess? And is that faith being expressed in charity?